From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica here. August 8th. The news in 10. Let's start at home. Let's get into it. First, from Straits Times, she is Russia's richest woman. Her business empire, Wildberries, is going up in flames. Tatiana Kim, Russia's richest woman and co-founder of Wildberries, faces repeated Ukrainian airstrikes destroying her warehouses and threatening her e-commerce empire. Kyiv targets Wildberries due to its role supplying goods to Russian soldiers, causing major financial losses and increased risks for employees. Wildberries is adapting by decentralizing logistics and seeking government support, but competition rises and staff fear for their safety amidst ongoing attacks. Moscow. She built Russia's answer to Amazon. She navigated wartime Kremlin politics. Next, second from Straits Times. From Little Red Dot to Silicon Valley, Singapore startup by Polygrads makes it to Y Combinator. Singapore startup Collar AI, founded by Polytechnic graduates Jamie Yao and Kezal Ko, was accepted into Silicon Valley's prestigious Y Combinator, gaining US $500,000 seed funding and mentorship. The startup pivoted from defense tech to finance, creating AI tools for investment deal scouting, due diligence, and building financial models. Yao and Co. aim to inspire young entrepreneurs by proving success is possible without elite schools or wealthy backgrounds, highlighting their coachable mindset and technical credibility. Up next. Third, from Le Monde. En direct, guerre en Ukraine. De nouvelles frappes russes sur Kiev et sa région font au moins 3 morts, dont un enfant. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. And then, fourth, from BBC News, top. Child among three killed in Russian missile attacks near Kiev. At least 3 people, including a child, have been killed in overnight Russian attacks near the Ukrainian capital Kyiv. In the early hours of Saturday, missiles hit east of the capital, and witnesses reported hearing powerful explosions just days after strikes across Ukraine killed 21 people. Falling debris damaged apartment buildings and cars, while a fire broke out at a separate building. The head of the regional military administration, Timur Tkachenko, said. He added that 3 others had been wounded in the ballistic missile strikes. Next. Fifth, from Straits Times. Senators offer Lebanon aid. Bill tied to countering Hezbollah. U.S. senators introduced a bill authorizing $200 million annually in security aid to Lebanon, linked to efforts to counter Hezbollah and potentially increasing to $300 million. The legislation includes sanctions on foreign supporters of Hezbollah and aims to help Lebanon reclaim sovereignty and reduce Iranian influence. The bill also proposes funding for rebuilding infrastructure in Hezbollah-dominated areas to provide alternatives to militant control and support peace efforts between Lebanon and Israel. Up next. Sixth, from the Hindu top. How does Supreme Court's new handbook rethink gender sensitivity? Explained. The story so far. A Supreme Court report published on Monday, August 3rd, 2026, makes a series of recommendations aimed at enhancing gender sensitivity in how judges write judgments and conduct proceedings in cases involving sexual offenses and vulnerable persons. It replaces patriarchal language with survivor-centric terminology and recommends trauma-informed courtroom practices to prevent the re-traumatization of victims. And then, seventh, from the Hindu top. At least 3 killed in Russian strikes in Kyiv region, official says. So at least 3 people are confirmed dead, including a child, after Russian strikes hit the Kyiv region on Saturday. The strikes were reported at 3 locations in the Boryspil district, just outside the capital. 3 more people were injured in the attack. In Kyiv itself, there were fires in 2 districts after an air raid alert, according to the mayor. Witnesses described several powerful explosions that shook the city center. Ukraine's air defense capabilities are still a major concern, as they struggle to down Russia's ballistic missiles. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow. What to watch is in your subscribe link. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.